for Yitzchok. So the pasuk gives us a hakdome. V'Avrom zokim bo b'yomim, v'Hashem beirech es Avrom b'koil. Some people have a minig on Rosh Chodesh. At the end of Hallel, they say that pasuk. Avrom zokim bo b'yomim, v'Hashem beirech es Avrom b'koil. That's a pasuk that's found right before Hashem sends Avram Avinu sends Eliezer to get a shidduch for Yitzchok. So, obvious, the question is, why does the Torah give us that hakdom? We know Avram's old. Avram, obviously, at this point, was already over 137 years old. We know he was old. So, what's the chiddush? Avram zokin baba yom. So there's a lot of pshatim. I don't want to get lost here also, because then we'll get lost with that, and we right, we won't get to the chutam shalish. I'll tell you the simple approach is that it's telling you that Avraham Avinu had a daughter already, because the Gemara says in Bava Basra, and those of you that are learning Bava Basra with me, we're going to have it very soon. The Gemara says that Avraham Avinu had a daughter, and her name was Bakol. That was her name. So Hashem berech es Avram, Hashem blessed Avram, Bakoel, with a girl, Bakoel. So why does it tell that to you? Because you all remember from Kiddushin, Daf, Choftes Amid Beis, everybody remembers the Gemara. The Gemara says, who, Liso, Benoi Liso? It's a question of you to get married, or your son to get married, who koidim l'benoi? You come before your son. Your mitzvah comes first. Who lived those? Who know you lived those? If you're a bechor and you never had a pidyon aben, so the halacha is then that you have to redeem yourself before your son, even though you have a son who's also a bechor. You have to redeem yourself first. So marriage is also a mitzvah. A mitzvah to have children. So if you want makayim pil yivarivya, so you have a chiyuv to first get yourself married before you marry your children. Right, that's the halacha. So l'maisa, Avram Avinu only had Yitzchak and Yishmael, as far as we know till now. So Avram was not yet Makayim Pir Yivarivya. Pir Yivarivya, everybody knows when the Gemara in Yivam is. Beishamai, Beisil, we pass like Beisil. You need to have a boy and a girl to Makayim Pir Yivarivya. Till you have a boy and a girl, you're not Makayim Pir Yivarivya. So Mimela, Avram Avinu wasn't Makayim Pir Yivarivya yet. So why is he telling Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchok? He has to Makayim himself, the mitzvah first. So the Torah goes out of its way to say, V'Avrom Zokin Bo Bayomim, V'Hashem Berech Has Avrom Bakoil. He already had a daughter. So now he was ready Makayim Pir Yivarivya. Now he could send the Shlich to get Eliezer to get Yitzchok a wife. Obviously, that's not Pasha Pshat. I'm just telling you, that's one of the ways to learn. If you look at the Mefarshim, the Hashbam, and the other Mefarshim in Chumash, they say there's another point that was trying to be taught here. And that is that a person may think that Avram was stuck. He had nobody, no Shidduchim. He knows Shidduchim. So he had to get his Eved to go to faraway land to find a Mashiach for Yitzchok. So Dr. Rashbam, no. Lo hidia shelo yisholach avodav lakachas ishim mishpach terimach mascho yisunoshim. There were no loss of Shidduchim for Yitzchok. For Haraya, Avraham was a wealthy, capable, very, very popular person. Avram zokim bo bayomim v'Hashem b'chis Avram b'koil imamish. He had everything. So he didn't have to run to look for a shidduch for his son. They were breaking the doors down for him. He didn't have to go look. But Zokter Hashbam, he wanted Dafka to get a shidduch from Aram Narayim. Not because he didn't have a shidduch locally. He was a cheshbon. That's the Hashbam. But what I want to share with you is the Kleyoko. The Kleyokor Mamish ties into this pasuk beautifully. Of Achuta Meshulish, Loi B'Meheri Yenotik. In fact, the Medrash here says it's talking about marriage. Chut HaMishulish Lo Meri Yinotik. So, here's what the Klei Yakar says. Over there in Bereishis. He says, V'avon v'zara z'kenim borim b'yomim. He says, Avram and Sarah were born by Yomim. It says that already earlier. He says, the Pasuk here is making out like Avram just got old. Avram is an old man for a very long time already. Before Avram had Yitzchak Avinu, before Yitzchak was born, the Pasuk says in Parshas Lech Lecha, V'Avram v'Sarah z'kenim born by Yomim. They were already old couple before Yitzchak was born. Right? So now, 37 years later, do you have to say Avram now was getting old? We already learned that Avram was old 37 years before. That Avram and Sarah were old. Zok de Kliyoko. How bitmo bezeh? He says. Avram was Sarah zakenim born by Yomim koidim leidas Yitzchak. Before Yitzchak was born. V'oyikum ha'shloishim v'sheva ha'shana b'yishnei zmanim alolu. 37 years already elapsed. What are you telling me now? Avram is getting old. Avram got old a long time ago. He's past old. Zoktazik. Unbelievable idea. Ukfiya pshat. He says, I hold that the pshat here is Nuchaloima. Shetoivim ashtayim erechot. Two is better than one. The chut hamishulish loy b'meri yinotik. The pasuk that we're talking about here in Kehelas, and the chut mishulish loy b'meri yinotik. If you have a third, it's even better. He says, "What is this?" He says, "Like this, father and son, they're supposed to learn together. Father and son, right? The chavrusis shinhamtem levanech. So father and son grow from each other in learning." That's father and son. That's Toivim Hashnayim Erech. Father and son represents the first level. Toivim Hashnayim Erech. Two people together. Avu Benoi. The Gemara actually says that. Afilu Avu Benoi. Even a father and son, they mamish fight and learning together. I always tell my kids, I'm waiting for them to come over to me and fight with me and learning. Bring me your Shalmi. Bring me Abba Tosefta. A raya that some chiddush that I have is wrong. I'm waiting for that mochame. Sometimes it's a shtick of mochame. Sometimes. But I want bigger mochames. That's a mochames. The Gemara calls it a mochamta shel Torah, father and son. Zok de kliyokar. But that's one level. But then when you get married, obviously you get married before you have a kid, but your wife adds a whole different component. Your wife adds a component that you can't have just with you and your son, just in learning. Zok l'kliyoko, he says, v'isha himay sefes, she adds, a whole different level, rei chayim im isha asher ahavta. He says, so maybe the wife adds a different component, that no matter how much you're studying and learning, you can't have that component that you have from your wife. It's a different component. You know, you'll see Mitzvah Hashem when all of you get married. Some of you are married, but not many here, but we have the Avi HaBen is here. You got that title, Shmuel. You're going to have it, Loilam. Loilam V'atishka and Avi HaBen. Well, my set, Mitzvah Hashem, when you get married, you'll see what I'm saying. You'll remember it. I tell guys a lot of times you get married, people think you get married, you're not going to be able to learn. You have all the tirdis, your wife, parnasa, this, that. So I tell them it's all true. It's true. Panosa, you have children, you have a lot of territories. It's taka true. But I tell them there's a certain yeshiva das you have after you're married, that your learning goes up a whole new level. When I learned Sugyas HaShas after I got married, it was totally different than from learning it before. 1,000 times more clear once you're married. Same Sugya, you could have learned it 100 times before, doesn't matter. Now you learn it. It's a whole new, it's a different level. A wife adds a new component. So the Klei Yakar says a wife adds a new component. He says that's the Chut HaMishulish. The Toivim HaShnayim Erechot, refers to the learning level, chavrusa, the father and son. Father and son concept. And then, chut ha-meshulash, that's the other component. The other component. Where the mother, the wife, she integrates the gashmias and the ruchnias, she puts everything together, and that you can't have without that. Chut ha-meshulash, loy b'meri inantik. What's so fascinating about this clay yoker? Unbelievable what he says. He says, lefikach, he says, from the time Yitzchak was born, Avram felt like he was a whole person. He had Sarah, and he had Yitzchak. So he was a whole person. He had a chut ha-meshulash. He had all of these three levels. He says, nitoisvel Avram chiyas mitzad ha-isha u-mitzad Yitzchak. However, he says, achar misa Sarah, once Sarah died, he lost that. He lost that component. He lost that component that Sarah added to the picture. He says, and therefore, loy hoya loy simcha kiim b'bnoi. Lefikach, he says, hoya mahadir tekef limtza isha. He wanted to find a wife for the house. Forget for him. A wife for the house should come in and bring that new component to the home. So really, maybe Yitzchak, he would have waited a little longer. Even though Yitzchak was already an older bachur. He would have waited a little longer. Says the Klei Yoker, Avram, Zokin, Baba Yomim. What was this new zikna? The fact that he didn't have Sarah. And that's why, Ishtoi Tamala Makoyim Mishal Sarah. And he says, that's not what it was. Chazal tell us that when Yitzchak married Rivka, everything came back to the tent. Remember? The Ner Shabbos stayed burning the whole week in the cloud. So Rivka Imenu brought that component back to the tent. He said, the Klei Yoker beautifully explains, that's what Avram was looking for. Avram, the Zorah, the Canaan born by, for Avram, Zokin, by Yomi. He was looking now to get that component filled. How does that fit, Givalik, to what we were saying till now? How do we explain Tev Mashnayim and Echad? Tov Mashnayim and Echad, we brought down with the Me'iri and Sanhedrin, that the concept of two is that when you're looking at something just from your own perspective, you can't see it straight. No matter how smart you are, no matter how much you know, you open up a Gemara, you learn with a Chavrusa, the light goes on. The light goes on, because you can't see, or you have only your limited perspective. That's Tov Mashnayim and Echad. But, so the Shnayim is there really to fulfill your own knowledge. It's not even like the second person has to come in to give you something new. It's that your thinking alone needs somebody to bounce it off. Which is the Lashon of Shlomo HaMelech. That you won't see benefit from Amoloi. You won't benefit from your thinking. But then, you also need a component in your life from something that's not even in your reach at all. That is to have a chut ha-meshulash, to have something which is not in your parasha b'chlal. That means when a person has a friend, we spoke about what kind of friend you should look for. So the first thing we spoke about is a friend that corrects you. That's the Tov Mashnayim and Echad. But then you also should have somebody's on a different madrega that you connect to. Somebody who has certain areas that no shaykhis to you. That's the chut ha-meshulash. The chut ha-meshulash is that a person has to look for shlemus even in things that's not in their parsha. That's not in their parsha. That's the chut ha-meshulash. Loi b'meheri yinotik. And the truth is that it's beferish in Chazal that when you're mizdabik, when you connect to somebody who has something, a quality, even if it's a quality that you don't have and you're not going to get, you're still going to get hashpah from that. And Chazal tell us that Loit, as long as Loit was with Avram, he was zeichet to the same Gilui Shechina that Avram was zeichet. And Yishmael, when he was with Avram, he wasn't zeichet. There's a whole shtickle Torah on that, because Amadoy Malachamor. When Hashem revealed himself to Noach, and it says, Shloisha Bonav, Rashi says, in the Schus of Noach, The children also were zeichen, even though they weren't Nevi'im. They are no shaychas to Nevi'im. But the fact that they were with them. The Kliyokar is saying, the wife adds a component that the husband has no shaychas to. The husband doesn't have a shaychas to that. But even that you're supposed to make part of your package. You're supposed to put that part of your package. When I look back now, when I thank my parents many thousands of times that they pushed me to be mechaber to Rabbi Yankov Zatzal. It's no shaychas to me. It's no shaychas. Rabbi Yankov. I was a 12-year-old kid. Rabbi Yankov. No shaychas. It's not like it's a shaychas. No shaychas. Right? But there are certain things that you get when you mechaber yourself to somebody, even if you have no shaychas to those madregas. It makes you more of a mushlam. It makes you more complete by being connected even to components that you don't have a shaychas to. Even the things you don't have a shaychas to. It also makes you complete. And that's what Shlomo is saying, two things. Number one, toivim ashmayim. Number one, generate whatever you have. For that you need a chavrus. For that you need a second person. To just generate what you have. To use up your own energy. Number two, achuta mishulish. The way Klal Yaakov is learning, that's a shleimus from somewhere else. Something that you don't even have shaychas to. And that you should also connect yourself to. The biggest gift my parents gave me, besides that they brought me into the world, is that was always the rule in my home when I was growing up. There's no person that you shouldn't connect to. No person. When I was 8 or 9, they made me learn with Rabbi Balgli. Okay, a 90-year-old Rav from Slobodka. I remember the first time I walked into this house, I was thinking, what in the world am I doing here? What am I doing here? But my parents always said, you got to hold them gavel? Go in there. And he was learning, brother, coming with me. And I wanted to catch frogs. And he was a 90-year-old Slobodka Rav. Tell me my sister Slobodka. But that's the way it is. My father made me learn with the Derbitzin diet. When I was a kid, it was the same thing. He was like from another planet. He was a diet in Derbitzin when he was 17 years old. He was on a different planet. But he was in the same bungalow colony. He was a man I was mamish afraid of. I used to see him in the bungalow colony. I used to run away from him. He was a scary looking guy. He was blind. He was just a scary looking guy. I remember the day my father called me up. I knew what's coming. He goes, you know that Derbert's seen the dying? I knew how you'd say, no, no. He says, go learn with him. I said, what do you mean? I mean, I was afraid to take a Shabbos to him. I remember knocking on his bungalow door. And I was hoping he would say no. I was so scared of him. He said, Givaldik! And that was 3 summers we learned together, B'chavlus. He was unbelievable to learn with. He was, when I learned with him, he was blind for already years. Not you know, for years before that he couldn't see. Come on, blind. So, when we learned Mishnah Berurah together, I was about 11 years old, we used to learn Mishnah Berurah together. He had a Mishnah Berurah on his lap, but he couldn't read Mishnah Berurah. Couldn't read it. So I did the reading. But he would read as I'm reading. He not only knew Mishnah Berurah Baal Peh, he knew the English numbers on the page as well. And this is page 37. He knew what page number, the English page number on the Mishnah Berurah. He knew. That's what I've seen for years before. He knew. And this was English Shaddai, and he wasn't like a Mishnah Berurah person per se. But he learned Mishnah Berurah. But that's what Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us here. Chut ha-meshulash loy b'meheri yinotek. You should look for a third thing. You should look for something that's above your madrega. And don't think that's not going to become part of you. That's going to become part of you also. Loy b'meheri yinotek. That's going to become part of your life. That chut ha-meshulash. That outside force. That's also going to become part of you. Okay.